Now, we're sticking with some creatures, bigger furry ones this time. We do have a very animal-based show this week, so I hope that's all right with our listeners out there. But as a famous character in a great Disney cartoon once sang, it turns out that the orangutans really are king of the swingers, because they know just the right way to swing their way through the forest without wasting too much energy. Now, that's according to a new study published this week by a team of scientists from Birmingham University here in the UK. Now, to get around a forest and move across the gaps between trees, orangutans can't just climb along to the end of a branch and grab onto another one, because they're just too big and the thin ends of the branches just wouldn't hold their weight. So, and also dropping down to the ground, walking along to the next tree and climbing back up another tree, or perhaps up a vine that they could swing on, rather lovely. That's also not a great option, because it also exposes the orangutans to predators on the ground, like tigers, if there are any of them, happen to be around.
Or left.
Any left, yes. I was trying to make this more of an upbeat story, but it always comes back to it, doesn't it? Anyway, so instead what scientists watching the orangutans in the wild have discovered is that the great orange apes bridge the gaps between trees by choosing young springy trees with bendy trunks which rock backwards and forwards in any direction they want to, a technique known as tree sway. And if they swing far enough, they can then grab onto the next tree relatively effortlessly and continue their journey. Now, the researchers estimated that the orangutans use about half the energy using their tree sway method compared to jumping directly between trees, and only one-tenth of the energy they would need if they were to climb all the way down to the ground, walk across and climb up the next tree. So there you go. King of the swingers. I think that's such a lovely idea of a researcher sitting in a forest watching orangutans swinging about in the trees. It's lovely.
Oh, they can use all the energy they saved for singing and tap dance routine.
Excellent.
Because that's what orangutans do.
They do, they do.
Anyway, you've been enjoying our news stories. Hopefully you've been enjoying our news stories. But if you're a budding science journalist, aged 14 to 16, then here's your chance to hit the headlines. Because Cancer Research UK is running a science writing competition called SciNews. And the charity is looking for the best, most attention-grabbing news stories related to medicine or health. So the competition is going to be judged by our top researcher and our Naked Scientist guest a couple of months ago, Fran Balkwill, along with Tim Radford, who's former science editor at The Guardian, and John Tickle, the presenter of TV science show Brainiac. Now, if you can write the best science story, you could win our fantastic first prize, which is a year's subscription to the science magazine BBC Focus. You can get a day with the Cancer Research UK press team and a chance to record your winning story for the charity's podcast, which is actually presented by me, so you get to meet me as well. I mean, that's a great prize. Second and third prizes are going to be science goodie bags, packed with books and all sorts of stuff, and all the winning entries are going to be published on the charity's website. So if you're aged 14 to 16, living in the UK, then you can enter this competition now and find out how online at www.scinews, that's S-C-I-N-E-W-S, .org.uk. But you better be quick, because the competition's actually closing on the 30th of April, so get writing, and you could be a news journalist too.
Oh, if I was a bit younger, I could also enter.